Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gaffbo Radio. As always, I'm Colonel Walker.
I am the Admiral.
Master at Arms.
He-Man's Master at Arms.
Yes.
Man at Arms.
Oh,
man at
wait, arms. What? Oh, yeah.
It's cool, man. He-Man's all right. I mean, I understand that you weren't born...
Dolph Lundgren?
Well, yeah, that came out when you were, like, before you were born, right?
I think it came out in 86, 85.
You know what the best part of that movie is?
Dolph Lundgren.
The synthesizer.
It's true.
But we're off topic already.
Yeah.
We're real good at that.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. That's what I pretend the synthesizer noise in He-Man was.
Okay.
Also, flying jet skis in He-Man and Masters of the Universe. Pretty yes. sweet.
Yes, I forgot about
no
that.
No one even thought about the awesomeness of that until Joss Whedon brought it about in the Avengers movie.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, he totally fucking ripped the shit off.
Yeah, you just blew my mind. I didn't even think about that.
Right? Right. Well, we're digging back into the archives a little bit tonight. We apologize for our delay in getting this one up online because this was recorded in... When was this recorded, John?
Late March, probably March, I think March 24th of 2012.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at this. I don't know why you keep letting me do it, but...
Well, pretty soon we won't.
Okay.
Elections are around the corner, Ian.
That's a fair deal. But this is actually sort of an apropos moment to be uploading this podcast because next week is BeardCon.
Correct.
In Columbus, Ohio.
This podcast happens to feature the man who dreamt big and created BeardCon, along with the help of many great friends. But you know him as Thomas Maurice Smith of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard in Dayton, Ohio, and the leader of Beard Team Ohio.
Right, and a good portion of this interview that you did with him, I don't even know if it's fair to call this one an interview, but a good portion of this conversation you had with him in March is in regards to BeardCon and the upcoming event.
We talk about lots of things, BeardCon, bearding in general, how you got into it, how he got, well, no, not I guess not how he got out of it, but what he gets out of it.
He's
never going to get out of it alive. And we were very fortunate to be able to hold this interview at the home of Connor and Shannon Moore, who live in Cincinnati. It was just before Connor's birthday, and Connor is one of the founding members of Gaffbo. So
really an integral part of Gaffbo as well.
It was a really fun experience where I got to hang out with, you know, my best friend since birth in Connor and be over, you know, be at his beautiful house and then bring in one of my favorite people in the bearding community. It pains me.
I know.
He's from Ohio.
He wasn't born in Ohio, so we can forgive him. Yeah.
That's true. My two favorite people from Ohio weren't born there.
Right.
So, you know, I'll deal with it, I guess.
We can cope.
Yeah. But Thomas, if you're listening, I hate you.
I love you.
Kyle had his fingers crossed. You can't see that.
Ian's neither here nor there when it comes to Thomas. He's okay sometimes.
Right. But you'll hear all about his awfulness during this podcast. So,
but this conversation lasted so long that we're actually going to be breaking this up into a two-part episode. First for Gaffbo Radio.
It's going to be epic, if you will.
Epic.
Epic. The second part is...
I don't use that word.
Well, you should.
No.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be incorrigible.
You're incorrigible.
I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think it devolves in the second half a bit, but it becomes even more hilarious. And the first half is amazing.
The second half is the wacky bit.
Let's just say the wacky bit, yes.
So this is going to be up this... Obviously, it's going to be up now.
Yes.
Because you're clearly listening to this. The first half is up now. The Friday, the week before BeardCon. And this part two will be up next week in the days leading up to BeardCon. Just sort of as our attempt to psych you up, get you pumped for the glory
of Gaffbo being at BeardCon.
Yes.
Yes.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm good at that. So
it's not the only thing you're good at taking out of my mouth.
Baby bird?
You baby
bird? I don't
feed
know.
Feed him? You a little baby bird?
I don't know. Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah,
that probably going to cut that. It wasn't very funny.
No.
Oh, no.
No,
I
wasn't
I want that to be in there.
Yeah. People need bird. To know yeah. that you edit yourself to be funny. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, please to enjoy.
There was a beard club, had a show, and Gaffo was its name. Oh, G-A-F-B-O. R-A-D-I-O, G-A-F-B-O, it's Gaffo on the radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gaffo Radio. We have a very special travel segment. Well, no, I don't know what I'm saying here, but... the Duchess of Information, myself, Admiral Buckler... are here in the home of Connor and Shannon Moore. And in case you don't know, Connor Moore is one of the original members of Gaffbo. This is his first podcast. He unfortunately lives in Ohio now. We don't hold that against him because he still is a Detroiter true and through. So we were also joined by a gentleman who you may have seen. He's... the face, I would say, of the facial hair movement in the state of Ohio. He is the leader of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard. He appears to be the leader of Beard Team Ohio as well.
Does most of the legwork.
Does most of the legwork. He is your second place winner of the freestyle portion of the Beard Team USA Nationals in the year 2011. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we have with us, from Dayton, Ohio, Mr. Thomas Maurice Smith. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing splendidly. A little sick, but I feel pretty good other than that.
Good, good. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for making the trip to Cincinnati. And
hour drive.
Yeah, it's a long, hard road.
Long, hard drive, I know. Straight down one road. The whole way.
I turned a couple times, you know.
Well, yeah, after. But, well, yeah, we just want to say thanks, and let's get this podcast going. We're gonna intersperse some of our normal questions with some questions from a game called Cards Against Humanity, which, I like it. If you've never heard of that, if you're listening to this podcast, it's pretty much apples to apples for people without souls, or if they have souls, those souls are doomed to hell. And
I believe the tagline is a card game for horrible people.
Right.
Horrible
people. Terrible. And horrible. Thomas, you do live in Ohio, so you're a horrible person.
I'm working on it.
Right.
I'm working on it pretty well.
Connor chose to move to Ohio, so he's pretty horrible as well.
Not my fault.
Women
did that to me.
Yes.
Oh, bitches.
Bitches. Bitches, right? I mean,
oh, good Lord.
Who can handle them? Nobody. Can't live with them, can't kill them.
Well,
aren't you both married?
Still right here.
Yeah, we're married. She understands.
My wife is not.
All right. Well, let's get going. Thomas, right off the bat, let's. I think what everyone wants to know is, why did you attack me?
Why did I attack you? The exact reason, the real reason I attacked you, is because someone had told me, while I was in a pretty drunken rage already, that you were making fun of Ohio. So, amidst...
Do you mean spitting facts?
Spitting facts?
Facts.
Factoids?
Factoids.
No, I don't.
I was telling the truth.
I don't even know what you were saying. All I know is that someone came up to me at a bar in a illegal speakeasy basement and told me that you...
It was not speakeasy anymore.
It was
we
a speakeasy that night.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's true. We weren't paying.
We didn't pay, it so it's not a speakeasy.
All that
free beer and malort you got, yeah. That was a gift from the state of Michigan.
I brought my own wine.
Malort was a gift
which we
from
drank.
Michigan. Yeah. That was a gift to
Well, malort is really a gift from Illinois.
Brought.
It was a gift to Winget because that's a part of his soul now.
Yeah.
But we all benefited from that.
Oh, yeah, that was a good evening.
let's explain right. Malort real quick. It is the most delectable liqueur you could ever drink.
It truly is.
You can really only get it in the city of Chicago. So the next time you go to Chicago and you're out at a bar, ask for Malort.
Straight.
Straight. Neat, if you will.
Ice or no ice?
Neat is no ice.
Well, I'm not a liquor drinker, so they...
How do you spell Malort?
M-A-L-L-O-R-T apostrophe S.
It's got... Eighth Malort it was created for a contest.
It is the most delectable
liqueur. I'm sure Wikipedia would have some information on that.
Wikipedia, yes.
It is... Actually, I really like it. But I kind of like the wormwood taste.
There you go. All right, so... You then attacked me because you're a vicious asshole. Is pretty much what I understand what you were just saying.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Yeah,
I can both handle the truth, and I am not a vicious asshole. However, I am defensive of my home state. And I heard that you were spitting terrible,
I don't know.
Horrible
this
lies.
Podcast is going to go on the internet. The internet doesn't lie, and I'm going to go pretty much here, Connor. Vicious asshole, and he attacked me viciously because he's a dick.
Look, I'm just going to say, I live in Ohio. I have a lot of experience with Ohioans, and Thomas is probably the worst of the Ohioans that I've ever met. And that really says a lot because most of Ohioans are horrible people.
Worst how? How am I worse? If all the Ohioans are bad,
I mean,
how do I trump them? I want to know what my star qualities
are. Well, most of them smell bad. But you smell worse.
I do.
Okay, I mean, worse, we can look it up, but it's an adverb that describes, or an adjective that describes, it's a qualifying word that describes how bad you smell.
Pungent, most foul is how I generally describe
awful.
It. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Your beard is nice for an Ohioan.
Ish.
I mean, for an Ohioan, it's one of the better ones I've seen, but that's Ohio. it's different.
If I recall correctly, we had third place natural full beard too at the Nationals.
Neil's from Iowa.
I was actually born in California.
I don't care.
We both live in Ohio and both represent this grand state.
Neil. Grand state. You know that Ohio is known nationally as the asshole of the universe?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You can find it on the internet as soon as this podcast goes
on. It's on Wikipedia. And Encyclopedia Britannica.
Is there no real substance to this interview, or are you just attacking me?
Well, there's real
Wait,
substance.
Did you realize that was going to happen?
I was hoping.
What did you think we were going to?
I was hoping you would be a friend, and skip over.
Well, if you hadn't attacked me viciously and destroyed my knee,
you seem to be walking just fine.
Sent a high harpoon through my knee.
You're walking fine. You recovered.
Oh God, you Ohioans! You just don't understand medical. Stuff.
I don't need to.
Medicine.
Stuff.
I just need to understand how stuff breaks. That's all.
You don't understand how physio works.
I'm really, really good at it.
I'm looking at the label for Jepson's Malort.
Is it kind of Sailor Jerry-ish?
Well, I'm just looking at what it says on the label, and it says our liquor is rugged and unrelenting, even brutal to the palate. During almost 60 years of American distribution, we found only one out of 49 men will drink Jepson Malort.
Oh my God, that's totally what I found too.
During the lifetime of our founder, Carl Jepson was apt to say, "My Malort is produced for that unique group of drinkers who disdain light flavor or neutral spirits."
I like it. I dig it.
Oh, that's awesome. I guess... Definitely, next time you go to Chicago, ask for Malort's. Neat.
Hmm.
The bartenders will hook
it?
You up. No, in Chicago, they
not carry it.
Chicago's
they
the only place they carry it.
Do they carry it in the bars?
Restaurants?
Yeah.
In bars, yeah. No, because no one orders that.
No, because when people come to Chicago, their Chicago friends say, "Hey, you gotta try Malort's."
All right. Those people are from Ohio, and therefore assholes.
Yeah, those people are from Ohio. Because everyone flees Ohio to go to Chicago.
Not Chicago in general. In specific, I mean.
Well, they flee Ohio. You're saying they don't go to Chicago specifically. They just get the fuck out of Ohio.
I love my state, but we do... I actually read, and this makes me incredibly sad. I read that it was kind of a not jokingly, but a little bit of a sarcastic remark. But somebody said one of our greatest exports is our youth. Yeah, that makes me sad.
That's true.
It's actually true. The whole Midwest.
Yeah.
That's
people here accurate. Tend to go out east, not like Michigan, where they go out west or Chicago.
They go to Chicago. Yeah.
We have a couple people go south and west.
When the group of us, when Connor, Shannon, Kate, and I were in at MSU, there a lot of our friends all graduated and moved to Chicago. Like that was just where everyone went. And now, at least in the Lansing area, it's been real nice. MSU students are staying and they're opening businesses and experimenting
that's
and
really
doing
good.
That. Instead of just leaving, they're trying to make a difference in Lansing. So it's been an exciting period of time to live there. A lot of good restaurants, a lot of good stuff.
a lot of similar age, like-minded people trying to figure out, okay, we really love this city. What do we do to... And it's the same thing that's happening in Detroit.
Right. The economy is changing because all the automobile plants closed down. And so now, in order to prevent the whole city from shutting down, you need to create a new business model. So
well, it's always relies on the young, because the young are the ones that are able to... They don't typically get sick. They're able to afford to move from one thing to another. They don't have a lot of dependence. Yeah, they have the right attitude for it. I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. They're great people, typically.
Yeah. The young... So,
yeah,
Connor is still technically 32.
I am. I have 2 days to be 32.
Is over the hill 35? Is that over?
33 apparently. Wait, this conversation.
Once you outlive Jesus, you are pretty
You're
much
an old person.
An old person.
Yeah.
If you outlive like all people, all the celebrities, if you
can't.
27. Like
yeah, but people that die at 27, like, they brought it upon themselves with the
because
drink.
Because they knew what was coming.
Thomas, you were the, I guess, you and some of your friends, like Nate and Steven and some other, and Winget and whatever, you formed the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard out of Dayton, Ohio. What was the impetus for that? Why form the club and...
It was a lot of Stephen Alexander's doing. We always had facial hair. All of us always did through high school. As soon as we could grow it, we kind of always maintained it and did kind of unique things with it. Not anything style-wise, like freestyle, but just unique kind of shavings into the face and stuff. And Steven found Beard
Team USA. You carved your face? People in Ohio are stupid.
Whoa. I did say shaving. Shaving... patterns.
Into your face, you said.
Into the face.
Into your facial hair is one thing. Into your face is another.
How specific do I have to be with you?
I don't think it's possible.
Full of truth.
For you
full
to
truth.
Be
full
specific
truth.
Enough.
I'm going to finish
with
my barley wine.
Please
what,
do.
What you should think
someone
about
someone grab
is,
him another barley wine.
You should think about how awesome it was when John first started to grow facial hair in high school.
Yeah.
And he had the shittiest little goatee.
God!
There is photo evidence. Of
just
that.
Because I had dirt on my chin, and I grew it until
the other one.
Into
vanilla porter, please.
Okay.
We have to get our drink orders in. Catherine, will you bring the 7-Up out here as well, so we can have another 7-7?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because when I was in high school, I could grow facial hair on my chin, and I did, and then the only time I shaved it off was when Tonina Nicosia told a friend of mine that I would be very attractive without it.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Well, no, it was a mistake for me to just have the chin. Like, just the goatee.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it makes sense when you're 16 or whatever, 15. Yes. But it does not make a lot of sense. Once I got to college, though, I mean, it was different. I had a full goatee. People didn't card me. My girlfriend freshman year in the dorm, her hallmates all thought I was her older brother.
Awkward.
Well, because I've been going gray since I was 7. On the top of my head.
Thomas, what was your impetus for growing facial hair back then?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was it because you could?
When I first started, yeah, I think so. It was just kind of it meant something to me. It kind of made me feel more manly a little. Stronger.
When did you first grow facial hair?
Nathan and Steven will tell you as soon as I came out of the womb. But In my opinion,
I've seen evidence via your mom and Facebook that you did not.
Yeah, no, I did not. I think when I was 16, no, actually 15 is a safe age to say. As soon as I got into high school.
Have you had facial hair since then?
Yes, I shaved. Well, I shaved it off.
And you're what, 18 now?
I just turned 25.
25. You're a baby. I like baby. Master at Arms Mustin, he's 25.
Is he
somewhere
really?
Around here, he's 26. He refuses to tell anyone his birthday. So,
is he really? Oh, wow.
Internets. Kyle Edward Mustin, age 25, from Flushing, Michigan, originally from Missouri, now lives in Lansing. Find out his actual birthday. Email us at gaffo@gaffo.com.
Dear Anonymous.
Dear Anonymous.
He's got...
Because Anonymous is definitely listening to this podcast. They're one of our tens of people.
Dear 4chan.
Isn't Anonymous like a cyber terrorist group or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're a hacker group.
We don't say right. that on anything that will go on the internet where they can hear it.
So, why I grew it?
Yeah, why?
I really liked the look of it. It looked strong. It looked masculine. And
what was your first style of facial hair?
First style of facial hair was actually sideburns that were shaved, had a shaved half an inch in the top part. So it disconnected. It was not connected to the rest of my hairline and then was just a puffy set of mutton chops. It was awful.
Yeah.
That was awful. Well, every one of our attempts when we first grow facial hair is awful. I don't know. You have a reddish beard like I do,
mm-hmm.
and my beard when it comes in, if it's trimmed real short, it doesn't really even show up that well.
Oh, mine does.
Mine does. And my influence growing up was my dad always had a beard, but he keeps it very close cropped, very down on the chin, does not allow the cheeks to grow in.
Very George Carlin.
Yes.
Your dad.
Yeah. Very much. He looks like that only with less hair.
Yeah.
On
he looks like George Carlin.
And
he's
and
far
Richard
scarier
Dreyfuss.
Than George Carlin.
But,
well, he was scarier.
But because of that influence, that's how I grew my beard, and I had it trimmed way down. I did it for a play in college when I was a freshman in college,
all right.
when I first really grew my beard. And it was a play in which I was playing a South American gardener. The play is called The Death of Trotsky. And I was the guy that killed Trotsky. And clearly, as a man named Ramon Mercader, I would be a very white, red-bearded
<Yes.
laughs> young man.
With freckles.
With
all
freckles.
Over your body.
that sounded
You
well
look
informed.
Really tan. You just have all these white spots. No problem.
And the makeup person that was doing the makeup decided that it would look better. It would look more South American or more Latino, I suppose, or Hispanic. I'm not sure what the correct phrase would be.
I think
South American.
Well, South American of sorts.
Well, Central is. I mean.
But they put like a brown like eyeliner.
Oh gosh, I remember that.
And it just made my beard look that much redder. It was really absurd.
All right, we're getting off a little trick. So you grew these crazy-ass sideburns. That was your first foray into facial hair.
Yeah, and then I went straight into just a chin beard. That was split into two forks.
I've seen evidence of that as well on the internets.
Was just atrocious. I really don't approve of it anymore, of my face back then.
You know, I think a French fork beard is all right.
Yeah,
when it just splits, but if it was just your goatee,
it was just the chin.
And if you're not, is it Scott Ian? Is that the guy from Anthrax? Is that his
full
name? Scott Ian? Yeah. He's that's okay. Or no, he just had one braid, didn't he? No, for a while he had two braids.
Yeah. Did he have two braids?
Yeah,
I believe he did.
Either way, he was in Anthrax, and anything they did without Public Enemy was only mediocre.
Oh, I hope he listens to this and comes find you.
Scott Ian definitely listens to this podcast.
You definitely don't speak for everybody.
I don't, but I'm also one of the few people who thinks Jane's Addiction sucks.
Let's not talk about your terrible taste in music.
They're playing down here in a few weeks. Everybody should come to the Bunbury Music Festival in Cincinnati, Ohio this summer.
Bunbury.
It's going to be headlined by
another
Weezer.
Another dumb name because it's in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's going to be headlined by Weezer and Jane's Addiction, I think.
Weezer and Jane's Addiction?
So a really cool concert 10 years ago?
Well, it would have been great. Now we just have to go and hope that they play music from 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Like, yes, it's been 20 years since the Blue Album.
Blue Album will be 20 years next year, right? 93?
Well, it came out when we were in middle school.
Oh my god, we finished middle school
in 93.
Yeah, wow.
You guys are old.
You were born in 93, right?
No, it's not born in 93.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's what it says on your birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's what I'm putting
your
on.
Your mom let us see it.
That came out in 1994, but
so 18 years since, and then 90, so 96 would have been Pinkerton. And then it wasn't until like 2001 that the Green Album came. Oh, okay.
It's John and Connor.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with it. We're better than you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, the last time they made a decent album was...
The Green Album.
That'd be 2001.
That was a decent album. Last time they made a great album was Pinkerton.
Yes, 1996.
There were bits of... Was it Maladroit that were... Like, half of it was okay?
Either that
or the Red Album. One of them had...
I've bought too many of their albums, and they've all been so mediocre that I don't really care.
Nope. Blue Album, Pinkerton, amazing. Mm-hmm. Both of them. Green Album, decent.
They had a whole video with the Muppets on it, for God's sake.
Holy shit.
All right, we are getting way off track. All right, so you've grown terrible facial hair, as we all have in the past. except for Kate.
Thank you.
Who
has not grown any facial hair.
Right, that's just true. Kate has not grown any facial hair. She has not damaged
her. We don't hold that against her.
I do.
We don't hold it against her. She has not damaged her beautiful face with facial hair. Yeah, but we...
That's pretty offensive.
Oh, yeah. That beardist, in fact.
She's a lady.
I think ladies should
I'm
have
allowed
beards.
To be a fleshy.
A fleshy? Is that
a
what you...
A fleshy? Is that... That's right.
That's what we decided. You need to call non-facial hair people something offensive.
I thought a fleshy was like a zombie that was only partially rotted.
Oh,
I really gotta believe
it.
Even more offensive. I love it.
Let's see.
I don't know. So
like
you've grown terrible facial hair. We're way off track. Let's see. We went off on this tangent when you were talking about how Steven was the impetus for Gem City Gents.
Yeah, he looked up just as he does, he randomly researches a lot of cool stuff.
Because young people are on the internet all the time.
A lot, yeah, absolutely. And
you have internet implants in your head. That's our generation's thing, putting it in your head.
That's actually why.
So we look smarter than you. However, we did bring about Skynet and the end of the world and whatever.
Actually, I don't know. I don't mind the idea of Skynet if it were not in
Terminator. Not a murderous.
Murderous autonomous robots that are self-aware and want to kill the human race.
I was going to say not in the Terminator sense. But the idea...
There's no other sense of Skynet.
Yeah,
that's the only place it has ever existed.
No, just the idea of a self-aware defense system. I like it.
All right. But Skynet, you is going to murder you. Actually, in the past, but we'll get past that.
I might be able to make it.
I went back through my time. I went back in time and changed it. Connor and I did. John Connor. Mm-hmm. John Connor.
Oh,
Terminator
my God.
3, John Connor.
You guys are
and
awful.
Kate.
It's true. Look it up.
Look it up. It's in the
it
book
is true.
We wrote.
Thank you, David Cross.
Yeah. So, John Connor, Kate.
All right.
Terminator 3, which is still not the worst Terminator movie.
I looked up fleshy on Urban Dictionary, by the way, and our definition that has been spoken here is the best of the definitions that are much better than any of the ones that are on there, because they're just stupid.
Mm. Okay. All right, so Stephen Alexander was researching the internets.
Yeah.
Looking for porn sites. Oh. He's probably a plushie.
I don't understand that. Don't explain it. Do not explain it.
No.
People that dress up as mascots and have sex. Oh, orgies in mascot costumes, animal costumes. All right.
Oh.
So confirm or deny, Stephen Alexander is
a plushie.
Deny.
He just hasn't introduced you to it, apparently. Everyone in Ohio.
He would have, if you knew he would have introduced me to it by now. Oh. There are no secrets. Whoa!
That's taken out a whole
other level. We're not going into that at all.
It's not slander if we have no proof, right? Yep. Mm.
It's just libel. All right, Steve, it's just libel. Steven researched the internet.
Yes.
For beard porn. And
he found it. And then he also found Beard Team USA. And he thought it was hilarious. And he went and got his little card printed out with his name on it. And he brought it back to Nathan and I. And we thought it was hilarious. We've always had facial hair. And I think I was just starting to consider shaving off my ridiculous chin-only two-piece fork beard thing.
As you should.
As I should have, yeah.
Agreed.
So we decided that we could have a club. And it would be about Dayton, because Dayton was starting to go through its pretty heavy recession. And we decided maybe we could do something positive with it.
What year is this? You guys have been around for like 2-3 years?
This is 2000...
We met in 2010.
The end of
2009.
Nine, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, maybe the end of...
No, well, we met.
I've only known you for a year and a half.
We've known Tom. Well, we met Thomas 2 years ago this month in March in Philadelphia.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really remember that.
It was
the yoga studio.
Yeah, the yoga studio. Yeah. Which apparently Mike O'Connor was at.
Mike, where was
I remember? I remember Trevor Cranmer. I remember Eric Harvey Brown. I remember Biggins. A guy named Bob Wright.
Steve Klein was there.
what's the other guy? Kevin Demarest was there.
I think, lot of fun at that, but I don't really remember any beard people from that.
But everyone that has traveled for a lot of circuit or a lot of facial hair contests.
Yeah.
But Mike O'Connor was there, and I went back through my pictures, and I have no evidence of him being there or anything. But he knew all about it. He knew about the homebrew and the people sitting on the pillows in the beginning, and the guy playing guitar.
When you said you got
and
Kanye
yeah, when I got exactly. Kanye on the mic. The guy jumped up and on the mic while I was up there and started yelling at us.
Yeah.
And,
oh God, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was weird.
So, all right, but okay. So we established that, and then you were formed by late 2009. By then.
We were
maybe even a year prior.
Yeah, I think it was springtime of maybe 2000. No, it must have been 2009. Yeah.
Okay.
You hadn't had very many meetings when John and I both came to...
Yeah, that was like our third or fourth meeting that you guys were there.
Okay, so that would have been in October
but
of
we,
2010.
We didn't start having meetings for a long time. Mm. It was just Nathan and Steven and I trying to figure out what we wanted to do and where we were going to go with it. And like most things, when you involve a bunch of people, it kind of evolves on its own and you figure out as you go. So.
But Gaffbo actually will be celebrating our 10-year anniversary this October is what I put it at.
Really?
The very first Fierce Off between Connor, myself, and three other guys
started
in, well, we all shaved.
Sure,
So the actual competition started November 1st, but the idea and the group behind it formed before that. November 1st of 2002, and went to about St. Patrick's Day of 2003. Hmm. That was our very first time. Well, around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the.
We shaved. It was before your birthday.
It was before my birthday. It was before the Final Four, maybe around the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Which would have been around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Well, I know that it was afterwards because I think that at the time I was like, I want to trim my beard. And you said, no, we have to keep this going because you need to have a big red beard for St. Patrick's Day.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so we had to go beyond St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so it was about 5.5 months.
Yeah, right?
But either way, Gaffbo is almost 10 years old.
Hmm.
And it has been in the last, say, 3 years that it's really become what it is now.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, it kind of died off for a little bit, but it has to just grow organically and become what it is.
Well, it needs a dynamic leader like you two gentlemen to push it forward and actually take the reins and do it. Well, loud is
I'm really good at loud.
Boisterous.
I'm good at loud.
dynamic is another synonym for loud,
I think. I'm loud!
Right.
Yeah. That's what I hear when I hear
loud!
Loud.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
That's like half volume. You can get, like, way louder.
I mean, I sit in Cincinnati, and we have a little bit more of a disconnected beard community in Cincinnati than than you guys clearly have built for yourselves in Dayton. Mm. And being a bunch of young 20-year-old men, John and I have spoken about this before, you guys are in your early 20s, and if we had the kind of drive that you guys have pushing the Gem City Gentlemen forward and Beard Team Ohio and putting together the events in Dayton 2 years ago and Columbus this last year.
And Columbus is upcoming.
And BeardCon, yeah, which is coming up.
October 6th.
October 6th in Columbus,
Ohio. You're
just
trying to ruin my life. You destroy my knee, you put your beard competitions on my anniversary. 5 years.
Who celebrates a 5-year anniversary? It's not one of those.
Not us, apparently, because Ohio wants to destroy it.
We're going to be the beard competition.
Well, I mean, you're having a year of bearding.
We're not having a year of bearding.
No, it's getting interrupted.
This is getting really sad.
Yeah, it's Ohio's fault.
That's not. Whatever, I don't give a shit. The unfortunate thing is I really do care, and I'm trying not to very hard. It's difficult.
Yeah.
You have to answer to Kate. I know you don't care about me, but you still have to answer to Kate. And I know you care about Kate.
I do.
Everybody loves Kate.
Yeah, I think that's actually very true. Everybody has nothing but... Well, actually,
she's giving you puppy dog eyes.
She's giving you puppy dog eyes.
I don't look.
They don't really come across on the radio, but...
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Kate's blinking and then opening them wide and then blinking and opening them wide, but in rapid succession.
I'll just say this. In the 3 or more years that John, Kate, and I all lived together, John and I never had anything bad to say about Kate. Not once.
Never.
I like your immediate laughter.
Kate also never had anything bad to say about us. Right, honey?
Doubtful.
At this point, I only remember the good stuff.
That's true. That was a long time ago. We started living together 10 years ago. And
GAFBO is the result of all of us living together.
Yeah.
And drinking way too much.
Well, bearding is basically a product of drinking.
True.
What should I do while I drink beer and not move a lot?
The only other thing we did was throw things at things.
It's true. A frisbee at beer cans.
Washers at wood. Basketballs at basketball hoops. That was different.
You did that more than I did, that's for sure.
No, we did that together.
What about foosball?
We didn't really throw anything there.
Oh, you're talking about down in the basement, right, yeah. We did play basketball, the Papa Shot,
so. All right. Again, we're getting off track. Steven brings you your cards, you form the club, it grows organically into what it is now.
Yes.
Which is a group of, I don't know, how many, you have monthly meetings, you have, mm-hmm. how many, I say, we'll call them dedicated people that come regularly.
Probably about 20 that come very, very regularly, but up to 30.
Right.
Kind of switches in and out with a few people, but we definitely have 20 very, very dedicated people. And those are the same people that really do the bulk of the work on the state Ohio beard and mustache competitions in the fall. And so it's kind of weird that the Dayton Club has ended up doing most of the statewide work. And it's just because it's a weird kind of nexus of circumstances where we have the time and we have the financial ability for some of us, and some of us just have the creative drive and the desire to make this kind of stuff happen.
Well, you have to have a certain... I mean, you guys created something completely new with Beard Team Ohio that had never been done at a state level before.
Mm, okay, okay.
So, I mean, there's Beard Team USA.
Sure, yeah.
And that is really just sort of an umbrella over, you know, you're a member of Beard Team USA. But Beard Team Ohio is like, it's not a governing body. I don't want to call it that at all. Yeah. But what it is like, hey, we have this idea of uniting all the clubs to work together. And so you've created it. I mean, that was your idea, right? Beer Team Ohio?
Honestly, when we had our first competition, Phil Olson had kind of said in a joke, sort of passingly to a couple of our members and a couple of people from Cincinnati, I think he just really very much so, in passing, just said, there's a lot of you different Ohio guys that seem a little organized. Why don't you guys should be Beer Team Ohio? And then we kind of thought about it and stewed on it and decided that we could really make that work. And we did. And there were a couple very, very dedicated people. Matt Bischoff and Adam Black was very, very dedicated. And myself and one of the other... The funny thing is, there was a fake mustache club in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, we're well aware of that.
Yeah, for 2 years before before the Gem City Gentlemen were even around. And so we just kind of decided if we all worked together, we could make something really big happen.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
The fake mustache society was Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jennifer Hearn and Emily Strope.
Yeah. Emily Strope. And what I love about the fake mustache society is they found out about the competition in Dayton like the day of or the day before. Of. Yeah, the day of. And they decided to come, and now her and Neil Mackerman are an item, and they travel, and like they're just a great couple.
Yeah.
He's not used to saying Mackerman because we just call him Triceratops.
Yeah, we call him Triceratops.
That's fitting. That's very fitting.
He loves Triceratops.
He's got a whole book just full of Triceratops. Have you drawn a Triceratops in his book? Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
If anyone,
not well.
Actually, we should try to get some more Triceratops drawings to Neil. So draw a Triceratops, either on the computer or on a piece of picture or a piece of paper, and scan it. Email it to gaffbo@gaffbo.com or what's the Beard Team Ohio's
info@beardteamohio.com.
Okay, so yeah, email that and we'll get it to Neil and he'll love you forever.
Mm-hmm.
You might never hear him say I love you, but he will.
He unless might you not have a red know beard. Because
when I met him at one of your meetings, Neil said to me something to the effect of, fuck off, you have a red beard. Red beards need to die. I think he might be mad at Jack.
He
has a blonde beard.
Yeah, but he's the only person with a blonde beard.
His beard is gorgeous. I love it.
During the summer, it's blonde. It gets actually pretty brown during the winter. But
it does, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
He's got a great beard. I love his beard.
He really does.
Everybody should not trust a ginger. I mean, that's
true.
That's
they have no soul.
Sitting at the table with two ginger beards.
And I don't fucking trust either of you.
Am I a ginger if we don't have red hair, are we still a ginger?
We have ginger beards, for sure.
Well, his hair used to be a little bit redder.
Yeah.
A good bit redder. Right. It wasn't like red, but... Oh, well. Right. So, where were we? Steven started the club.
We've gone past that,
I know. All right, so you formed Beard Team Ohio. It's sort of this organizational of the beard teams. And it's probably allowed for, in my opinion, it's allowed for more clubs to sprout up throughout Ohio. Because they say, oh, hey, we're part of a larger organization.
Yes, yeah.
But so you've been doing all this, and it's been growing. And the Gem City have been doing more, and Beard Team Ohio has been doing more.
Yeah.
What, like the next 5-10 years? Where do you see these clubs? Like, don't take this wrong way. It almost seems to me that your Gem City gents have kind of taking a back seat to Beard Team Ohio. Like, you're pushing that more. And I don't mean that as a negative or a positive.
Sure,
it's just,
sure.
Like, that's how I see it going. Is like, you're like, all right, well, let's make this bigger organization for the state of Ohio as opposed to working with Dayton, the Gem City Gents.
Yeah. So, the very direct answer to that is that, unfortunately, because I really do, and I'm not really trying to tout any kind of glory or anything, or it's just that I happen to have the most drive to work with Beard Team Ohio to try and push it. I bought the website, I do most of the website work when I can. I try and do all the PR. I do most of the planning for the event, the fall of the state championship that we have every fall. And there are a lot of people who work very hard and help out a lot, and it would not be possible without a group of people. But it just has turned out that at our meetings, a big focus of ours at the Gem City Gentlemen is making sure that our annual state event goes very smoothly and that we can get ideas out to a group of people that can contribute ideas. So the Gem City Gentlemen have taken a small setback, a little bit of a backseat, and we try very, very hard. We have been trying very, very hard, and we've dedicated a couple of our Gem City members to kind of think of ways of how we can get Dayton more involved in the bearding community and stuff like that. But I myself, because of just financial responsibilities towards the state event and stuff like that, I am very much so dedicated to Beard Team Ohio. And I love the Gem City Gentlemen, and I will do everything I can for them and with them, because I'm still a gem. I'm still a Gem City guy. But in order for me to be able to replenish, shall we say, my bank account, I have to make sure that our state event...
Break even, yeah.
Yeah, break well, even and be able to donate.
I mean, it can't be charity. It has to be said that while Beard Team Ohio is in name Beard Team Ohio,
yeah,
the driving force is the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard.
Yeah.
And the people that push, you know, the state competition. I mean, it's called the Beard Team Ohio competition, but it really is the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard.
I mean, granted, Beard Team Ohio, in quotation marks that I'm putting in the air right now that you can't see on the internet's radios.
Yeah, they're there.
They're there. This is your second competition that's coming up in October.
Yes.
You, not too long ago, did your first Beard Team Ohio competition. And clearly that was, like, the first thing Beard Team Ohio did.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, then yes, obviously the most active group in Ohio is going to put that out. So the Gem City Gentlemen were Beard Team Ohio for this competition. Is it? I didn't mean to step on your toes, but is that changing now, I guess, for this upcoming competition? Yeah. Are there other groups around that are doing it, you know, or
they're
helping organize or whatever?
Yeah. So what we found is, I don't want to speak for anybody else, so I'll speak for myself and my own personal experience. What I found is that if, and I'm sure you two know the exact same way, probably, you know, being the very huge driving force behind GAFLO, is that if you have a dream and you really want to make something happen, you have to do it. And slowly, throughout these 3 years that I've been involved in the bearding community and doing big events, the first event we ever did in Dayton was my first event ever, planning, doing any of that stuff. You really learn that there are a couple different levels of involvement that the people surrounding you will participate in. And some of them are just ideas. You can brainstorm with them, and they'll give you, you know, a little bit of critique, and you can help mold your ideas. The second is that some people will take one or two specific things, and they'll go for it. And the third is kind of where myself and maybe a maximum of four others are, where we are completely dedicated to every aspect of it. And we take care of almost everything. All the design work, all the PR, every bit of the layout for the floor, the getting all the raffle prizes together, you know, the whole deal. And
I gotta interrupt real quick.
Yeah.
I hate Ohio. You know this.
I do know that.
Your competition.
However.
The Dayton event. At the farm,
Poland Farm.
Poland
sure,
Farm
yeah.
was awesome. It was amazing. It was
Beards
great.
Of Charity.
Beards of Charity event was amazing. Then Beards of Science at COSAI in Columbus was amazing. And you're talking about, like, contacting other groups and doing the PR and getting the rifles. Like,
yeah,
I've never seen anything like that in a beard event. The raffle prizes, you know. You get local artists to donate things. You get, so it was all local. But, like, I mean, you had fucking killer bikes.
Yeah.
Like, a killer awesome
yeah.
bike for a raffle.
Yeah.
You had, like, major, who's the tattoo guy?
Matt Clemmer.
Matt Clemmer, who, like, you met him the day he came home from flying out to Europe to do Guided by Voices tattoos. And, like, I mean, that's a big guy to, you know, to get in there. Yeah. And you had, like, all sorts of crazy-ass cool prizes and carnival games.
Handmade
and, like,
vests.
Handmade vests and, like, just, like, if you like pipe tobacco, I mean, they had, like, just, like, renovated, I don't know, it was crazy.
Yeah.
As far as getting people involved and having raffle items and prizes given, it was amazing. It was the best I've seen.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Best I've seen. And it sucks that it was in Ohio.
No, you hate that. That's, I guess, so I'm going to answer your question as directly as I can without getting on a
tangent. I didn't make a question. I just made a statement. Ohio sucks.
Well, the original. You are a son of a bitch.
You need to apologize to my mom right now.
I don't think I've met your mom. Have I met your mom?
She was at the Detroit competition, but you probably
didn't
meet her.
Are you saying that she is?
Are you? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. No, whoa!
You do understand that this is my mom, Kate's mother-in-law, and Connor's aunt.
Can I just say
three people right now?
By proxy, you're calling my grandmother a bitch as well.
True.
You're true.
She just died.
Oh my god!
You guys are awful. No, what I mean to say,
you are awful.
Oh god!
How dare you, sir?
Oh jeez, you guys make it really easy to be a bad guy.
Anyway. I'm pretty sure that bad guys make it easy to be a bad guy.
I don't know who your mom is, but I met your sister in the Detroit. The wonderful, I gotta say, the very, very wonderful Detroit.
I have two sisters.
You have two sisters?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You know what?
Your mom was there.
I know all about your family. No, I don't. I can't even.
Well, I met
your mom.
You did. You just why people call you Maurice.
Oh, that's a
nickname.
A whole other thing. Yeah. I met one of your sisters at the Detroit Museum of Art, which was fantastic. It was
randomly.
Really nice. What?
Randomly, you met her at the DIA.
Yeah, randomly, and she was fantastic. I don't know who your mom is, but I'm sure she's wonderful because she raised you fine kids.
She did help raise Connor quite.
She did.
Did you?
Well, I mean, John and I were together.
Sure.
John and I are 2 months apart, so being that of age like that, we were basically co-raised by my parents and his parents.
Yeah, I dig that.
Whoever was sick of dealing with us.
So every day it changed.
Well, you guys.
Which explains why his parents love me.
And my parents
love
you.
I dig it.
Oh, you got both of them off our head in one fell swoop. You and Shannon are saints.
Before we end, we'll tell you what our grandmother told Kate the first time that she met her.
All right.
But continue.
What? All right.
No, let's interrupt Thomas right now and just explain it now.
Okay.
So the first time that Connor and I's grandmother met Kate, she's like, so, you know, what are you studying in college? Nursing and psychology. Kate was a dual major. And she goes, so you're going to be, you know, a psych nurse. I'm telling the story probably terribly. Kate, you tell it the best.
No, basically what she said was, I hear you're going to be a psych nurse. Because she was, any gossip in the family, any information that was to be had in the family, she knew it. She knew every single child, grandchild, great-grandchild. She knew what all of them were up to at any given time. And so when she met me for the very first time, said, I hear you're going to be a psych nurse. And I said, well, I'm getting a degree in psychology and in nursing, but I don't think I'll do psych nursing. And she looked at me very shrewdly and said, I would have thought for sure you'd be a psych nurse, because you choose to live with John and Connor.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Grandma was a great, great lady who clearly liked Kate more than me. Clearly liked Shannon more than Connor. She was very wise. She liked everyone that voluntarily chose to join the family more than the people that were related by blood.
And she knew how to dole out sick burns.
Sick burns. Oh my God. The best was whenever she would make fun of our aunts and uncles.
Well, yeah.
And say, nope, you're wrong. I was there. I remember it was 1965.
And your best friend was Betty.
Yeah.
Not Bonnie. Right.
Again, we're getting off. I forget where we were, though. We're talking about you organizing Beard Team Ohio, the competition. Yeah.
So, what And what we found doing the kind of state wide organization is that we started it out and we kind of knew that we were going to be the forefront of it, the main legwork and everything. But as we did our second competition, we got a lot more. We started getting a lot of emails about people wanting to start local clubs, local chapters, and pitching in. And we got, I checked the Beard Team Ohio email account, and we get wonderful ideas from people from Toledo and Northeast Ohio. And we now have clubs that are willing to work with us and contribute ideas and contribute a lot of effort. If we go back to where people generally kind of want to put how much effort they want to give into the competition, the leaders of the clubs are definitely now, the local clubs are starting to really take in a lot of, they're taking on a lot of responsibilities now. Like, we're trying to get each of our major clubs, the Northeast Ohio group, the Bellefontaine group, the Cincinnati group.
Thank you for calling it Bellefontaine, by the way. It proves that you have an education of some sort. No offense to everyone in Bellefontaine, Ohio, but it is not pronounced Bellefountain. It cannot be pronounced Bellefountain. It is not spelled Bellefountain. It is clearly a French word. It is Bellefontaine. It is not Bellefountain. Although the guy, gentleman who I did meet from Bellefountain, Ohio, I met several of them. Yes, and the ladies. I met several of them at the Jackson competition at the beginning of March. Yeah. Lovely people.
They are really
cool. Awesome people.
Yeah.
Your city is pronounced Bellefontaine.
Well, what's the name of their club?
I think they're the Bellefountain Body Bearders.
Nope, they're the Bellefontaine Body
Bearders. Well, I think no matter what, I think you can choose to respect the traditional origin of the name, and you can also, you can choose to respect
the name. And by traditional origin, do you mean correct origin of the name?
It's interesting that you use the word respect, because using the new name is clearly not respecting the actual name.
I would argue that it's respecting the current traditions of the group, and since, I mean, if we're going to continue to live
so what you're saying is, we can always continue to call it Bellefontaine, Ohio.
Sure, you can.
But it's the Bellefountain Bearders.
Because that's how they pronounce their name. And I respect it. I do think...
And that's the way they... Okay, no, I can get behind that. I'm behind that 100%. I will always call it Bellefontaine, Ohio, but it's the Bellefountain Body Bearders.
Yeah, and it's kind of a part of, you know, I don't know. I love the traditional heritage of things. I like learning the history behind things and where that kind of name comes from, where the culture comes from. But those people in general, they have a different pronunciation of it. I'm absolutely happy with it. It's kind of like the Lancaster thing.
We can
call it whatever we want, and that's fine.
But it was founded as Lancaster.
I struggle even with myself to think of what really is more important.
It doesn't really. But at least Lancaster and Lancaster, you can see both. Bellefountain, there's no OU in fountain.
And it's fountain. Fontaine. Is not, fountain is not spelled F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N.
Fontaine, but Bellefontaine is F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E.
Yeah, T-A-I-N-E.
So that's Fontaine, clearly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know.
But they're getting more involved in the Beard Team Ohio?
What a lot of the local
And we really doing, like you guys, by the way.
Yeah, they're...
We don't give you a shit if we don't like you.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
Unless your name is Thomas
Smith. Yeah.
They
hate you.
They hate us?
No, we hate you.
Well, whatever. I don't really care. Anyway, no, so the local clubs are starting to put on and planning local competition. One of the Cincinnati Beard and Mustache chapters, the Tri-State Hair Force, is going to put on their own Cincinnati competition. The Bellefountain Body Bearders are putting their competition on in September 22nd. I'm going to talk to Toledo and Northeast Ohio to see if they won't put on competitions. And we're trying to connect them all as regionals to our state competition so that the winners of each local competition, all the winners, will get free tickets to enter the state competition. And, they still have to find their own way there. I wish we could pay for everybody that came stay. That's it's just it's impossible. Yeah. But you know, a free ticket, it really helps with the local people. It really helps with the small competitions get more people involved. And when they get that free ticket to the state competition, that gets them to come out to Columbus and meet all the people from New York and Michigan and Florida and California. And that's what I'm hoping will really get a lot more people in Ohio excited about the beard community.
Okay.
Because I, one thing I would love to do more than anything else, more than even put on a stellar competition, is to get more people to experience the joy that I found in the beard community. A lot of people that I talk to don't even know that there are beard competitions. And I understand that. It's not a very widely known thing. But what I know of the past 2.5-3 years that I've been involved with this is that some of the best friends I've made have been in the beard and mustache community. I love going to Baltimore and going out to Lansing and Detroit and going all over the place and seeing you and Kate and seeing Steve Scarpa and meeting Phil Olson and Jack Passion and Miletus and Alex Roach and everybody and just getting to talk with everybody, make friends all over the place. Now I have friends that I never had before in England and in Norway.
Yeah, oh, that's right, because you did go to Norway.
I did go to Norway,
We're going to have to talk about Norway, but we wanted to ask you what it is that you want people to take away from a Beard Team Ohio event, and it. I don't know if this is your answer. This is my answer from any, like, GAFBO event, is I want people to come to my city. Like, we did an event in Detroit.
Sure.
And that was because Detroit's a bigger market than Lansing, and I grew up around Detroit, and I wanted people to realize that Detroit has a lot to offer. And everyone that came away from it was like, wow, no, there is some great things there. It's awesome museums and some awesome restaurants. Yeah, yeah. And, like, restaurants. You know, a lot of unique culture and just, like, people like that. And you know, and so that's what we're going to do with Lansing with our next competition. We want to show people Lansing. But, I mean, you were just talking about that. Like, you, when you want people to come away from a Beer Team Ohio event, you want people to make friends. You want to be able to travel. But more than that, that's the reason I travel. That's the reason Kate and I travel.
Sure.
Is we want to see our friends, and we want to see new cities.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I saw each other in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have gone to Baltimore. Just like, hey, I'm just going to go to Baltimore. Yeah. I mean... Yeah. The only knowledge I had of Baltimore, and I know everyone in Baltimore hates this, is The Wire. That's the only thing, God. I ever... Yeah. Which is arguably the greatest and worst show ever created, because it is so fucking amazing, but it does not show Baltimore in a positive light at all. So clearly everyone in Baltimore is like, damn it, that's super realistic, but...
I really enjoyed that.
I won't get into it now, but it is not arguably at all, but the greatest television program ever made.
Drama. You cannot say program.
I'll say program.
No.
In his opinion.
Well, I did say inarguably.
And inarguably, inarguably, Connor's opinions are always wrong.
Oh, well, what about when I agree with you?
Damn it! Ugh. That backfired!
That was pretty good. That was pretty sick. I think
Connor and I don't actually disagree very often.
What I would say... It's
very, very rare.
What I would say about shows like The Wire or shows like Detroit 187, which I really liked, it's no longer on the air, is that obviously those shows depict only a portion of the...
Oh, yeah.
...of the city. And
you can be a very well-made show and not actually depict the city.
If you walk to the Edgar Allan Poe House in Baltimore, you will go through The Wire.
Well, it's at the Poe Home.
You walk there from wherever you were staying.
We did. We didn't know. Nobody.
Right. You can't just say if you walk there, because I walked there from my car. I parked in front of the house.
That's not fair. You can't.
That is 100% fair.
You can't drive somewhere and then say you walk to it because you walk to the front door.
Okay, if I walk there from my house in Lansing, Michigan,
still a better
I could
decision.
Avoid the wire.
See, here's the difference between Ohioans and Michiganders. Is that
Ohioans are wrong.
Ohioans presume a logical path up to the discussion point, and you presume that I mean walking from Lansing to Baltimore.
No. I could park anywhere in Baltimore avoid the wire.
Here's the thing. Michigan people will look it up and become informed about what the area around that is like, whereas Ohioans will just decide to walk from a hotel through a horrible ghetto and then complain
They're
about
it. They're like, it can't be worse than Ohio.
That is not fair. All
right. Oh, God. But okay, so we... We met in Philadelphia.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
But it really was like, hey, oh my gosh, hey, blah, blah, blah. Oh, good. pictures. Did. Yeah,
that was about it.
And then there was some communication online between our clubs, between GAFCO and the Gem City Gents. Yeah. And a lot of mutual love / hatred of each other. And but it probably wasn't until Baltimore that we actually were like, hey, you're going to this competition as well. Yeah. We're going to be there. Let's meet up. We'll go out. We'll
and
have
go
some
to an
drinks.
Aquarium.
We'll go to we went to
that's right. That was amazing.
The Baltimore Aquarium is awesome.
It's
watching stingrays and shit just swim around is awesome.
Except when Steve Irwin died.
Weird.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. Too soon.
No, they even had like that. Kind of like three-story jungle thing that you walk through.
Yeah,
at the very end. That was really cool.
A crazy atrium.
It was an aquarium, but it was awesome.
I don't, you know, and that's I like your
a lot. Kate, little known fact: a lot of fish live in trees.
That is a very little known fact.
It's a rainforest.
Exactly, it rained so much.
Nobody
it's
knows
like being
it.
Underwater.
It's so little known that nobody knows that fact.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so you already kind of covered it, but we wanted to ask you, maybe you can explain it a little bit better. What do you want people to take away from a Beard Team Ohio event?
Last year, the first year we wanted people to come out and see that Dayton had more to offer than what its image is. Just like any city. Baltimore has more to offer. Detroit
so you put
has
it
more
in Kettering.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
It's a suburb of Dayton. Whatever. Anyway.
So the guy who put his competition in Hamtramck.
Yeah, that's right. Hamtramck was your competition.
Everyone stayed in Detroit.
We did stay in Detroit, yeah.
Hamtramck is completely surrounded by the city of Detroit.
Yeah. So the second year, we wanted to kind of be more of a state experience and have people come out and see our capital city, and which I gotta say, I really love a lot of almost all the parts of Ohio. It's just a wonderful state for me to be able to travel, and it's the perfect land, geology, geography, everything. I really like it, and Columbus has one of the cleanest cities. And a really big kind of artistic community out there. So it's a lot of fun. This year, what I want people to take away from our event, BeardCon, is the feeling of community nationally and internationally for beard events. That's what I want. And even less about our state, even less about a city, but just the community. And that's why it's BeardCon and not anything else.
Have you guys decided on a charity for this event?
We have. Our charity this year is going to be the Central Ohio Men Against Prostate Cancer.
Same as last year.
Which is the same as last year. And we're working with them again. We're kind of changing what we originally planned for our events, like as far as like a set tactic of changing a charity every year, changing a city every year. It's a lot easier and more effective for us to stay the same a little bit.
Well... Paul Roof, who is the leader of the Holy City in Charleston, South Carolina, have done Women with Wings their 3 years of competition. They've been able to grow. They've changed venues every year.
Sure.
But they are still Charleston, and based in Charleston, mm-hmm. I know some people have asked, and I was just a little curious of it as to why. I'm not doing the charity. That's fine. That's great, and mm-hmm. I love it. I think that if you do the same charity every year, you can build on that and absolutely. Get more and more to that charity.
Yeah.
And there should definitely, to any beard competition, there should be a charity component.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
We'd hope so.
Beards don't cost money. So if you're spending money...
You're saving money by growing a beard.
Yeah. Well,
no, just by growing a beard. I mean, you can put hair care products in it and that
costs money. Yeah.
But razors are still more expensive than shampoo. They're extremely expensive. And, you're doing this... But this is going to be the second year in a row that Beard Team Ohio has put one in Columbus.
Yeah.
And I know there's been some questions about the original goal was to move it around the state, mm-hmm. but this is now the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Out of 2 years
is
that Beard Team Ohio.
Cleveland sucks?
It is mostly
not,
because Cleveland
it is not,
sucks.
It is not because Cleveland
at
sucks.
At least partly.
No, not at all. It's
Cleveland wasn't even an option, Kate.
you guys are awful. No, you're wonderful. We're going to keep the same city. Actually, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, one of the biggest motivations to keep it in Columbus is that we found what we feel to be a perfect venue for us.
Okay.
And when we stopped into this place on a whim, one of our friends, and this is a fine tale, is he drunkenly stumbled through the venue in the Columbus Convention Center with his girlfriend a long time ago. And then remembered it while we were looking at venues in Columbus, other places other than where we're going to hold it this year. And we were like, hey, why don't we check it out? That's a drunken memory of yours. Maybe it was cool. And we get into this room, and it's perfect. It has a three-story
atrium
windows. No. It's no atrium, but it's one whole wall of the venue is three stories of just windows, and it looks out onto downtown Columbus. And downtown Columbus, at night, all the buildings have colored lights all over the place. And so you get to see the whole skyline. So when we put the stage right in front of those windows, you're going to get to see all of your competitors, hopefully everybody that we know from across the nation, in front of this skyline, in front of this beautiful cityscape. And it has two mirror balconies that are 30 feet deep on each side where we can put VIP section and competitors only section for people to get ready. It just had everything. And Columbus, do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
You are not a VIP.
Oh, what's the point of a VIP section? I'm asking. This is legitimate. Like,
sure.
Your whole thing, like, one of the things that you love about traveling is making friends, meeting friends,
yes.
seeing them everywhere. Yeah. Having a VIP section seems to separate people.
That is certainly one way to think of it, and it does occur to me, but
the competitor area I get
it's necessary at this point.
People that do freestyle, they want to do it.
Yeah.
You need to get away for a moment, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But the VIP section.
The VIP section, and just again to be very frank and very honest, since we do everything for a charity, each of us, a lot of the members that work really hard on this. Every year, we lose money every year just in our personal donations to the charity. So the VIP section is a way for us to charge more money for a set of tickets that people can buy if they wish. We're not forcing anybody to do it, but we are willing to set aside a section where people can pay more to have a private environment, where you can choose to go down and mingle with everybody and meet everybody. But if you want to sit around and watch the competition from, you know, two stories above, and have your own private bar and not have to deal with anything, we can provide that for you for a fee that allows us to donate more to charity.
Okay.
That's why we do it.
Fair enough. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I guess having a venue where you can do that is pretty nice.
All I know is that we will have to go back to the ringside bar that we went to for this last one.
Oh, for Columbus,
In Columbus, an amazing bar in a crazy back alley.
literally, not a road.
We had an
address, and so I was like, all right, so we turn here, turn here, turn here, And then other people were like, all right, so we have our phone and the map, and it just brought us around it because it's an alley. So it's not actually on it. So we had to walk through this, like, cobblestone alley to get to this little tiny-ass bar with good beer, good food, excellent wait staff.
I think it had tombstones in the basement that made up a wall or on the wall.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was a great bar. I encourage anybody to go seek that out. It was close to the Capitol.
Yeah, it was really close to the Capitol.
Well,
ringside.
I asked him what I could get as a vegetarian, and he just started listing stuff off that never happens at a small
Columbus
place.
Columbus has a huge vegetarian vegan community, and you can find food suitable for any diet pretty much there.
Ringside Cafe on Gay Street, just north of the Capitol.
Oh, that's a really close walk to the Sheraton, to the hotel where we stayed last time.
Yeah, it was really close. It was literally like a couple of blocks away. I mean, granted, we walked around the block like 8 times because Google Maps kept telling us to turn on streets and not into alleys.
Yeah.
Which did not lead to a single argument between men and women.
At all.
And that's part of... That is, I find, to be a strong part of the charm for Columbus as kind of a permanent home for our beard convention. It's the capital of Ohio, and it has an amazing food culture and an amazing art culture.
It's central, too, to the...
That is actually... that is a really good point. That is... I forgot about it, but it's completely one of the main ones, is that if you're in Columbus, it takes you an hour and a half to get there from Cincinnati, from Dayton, from Cleveland, from Toledo. Whereas if we move it down to Cincinnati or back into Dayton or anywhere else... That ends up being a 3-hour, 2-hour, 2.5-hour drive for people.
And also, I mean, you figure that, I mean, I guess you're Beard Team Ohio, so you're trying to draw Ohio.
Yeah.
But it then makes that drive longer for people from Illinois and Indiana and stuff like that you're drawing them in.
Right. Proportionally, though.
I mean, proportionally for us, it's the exact same. Yeah, it maybe saves us 20 minutes.
Sure. And that's. And that's kind of
because people in Michigan know how to drive.
I mean, but it is central. I mean, because you could be drawing not just from Indiana necessarily, but you're also got people from Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, and it's closer that way. Yeah. It's closer. I mean, it's a great location.
There is a great divide as far as like East Coast. You get out to the Midwest, and then there doesn't appear to be much until the West Coast, other than isolated clubs. So
and that's. When you map out like population density versus travel distance,
that's exactly what it is,
and it works out very well. Also, Columbus.
So is your goal then is to keep it in Columbus from years to come?
Yeah, for our BeardCon, it's actually there's a whole set of things that's kind of going on. Not under.
If you don't want to talk about it,
no. It's kind of there's like we have this set of ideas now that's under a veil because it kind of goes not completely against, but pretty far against what we started out thinking for our competitions. And it's because the club has grown. People from all over the state are now interested, and there's a lot of different avenues that we can explore. So we're starting, to be honest with you, again, I hate being honest
are
with
you. Are you lying to us frequently?
Yeah. Is your name Thomas?
Yeah, my name is
Thomas.
Do
you love Ohio?
I do love Ohio.
Yeesh. That is a lie. The lie detector proved it. You can't see the lie detector on the internet radio.
You can't because
it
doesn't exist.
It's going crazy right now.
It's going.
I love Ohio.
Go ahead, continue.
BeardCon is our hope to bridge the kind of gap that may or may not realistically be happening between the different organizations all around the U.S. with the two national organizations and whatever in politics that we don't necessarily want to get into, but we're trying to make BeardCon something that is neutral for everybody and is really not just an Ohio event but a national event. We're not trying to steal nationals from anybody, although we of course love to host nationals in the Midwest. That would be a dream come true for us,
right?
But we want something that is a beard convention, something that we think the worlds and the nationals should be, something where you can learn about beards, where you can watch beard and mustache styling demonstrations, where you can meet people from all over the place in a neutral, hilariously fun environment. That's one of our big goals for BeardCon.
There's another event going on nearby, isn't there? I thought the weekend that you're doing it?
The weekend we are doing is the big Nebraska versus Ohio State home game. for OSU?
You know what? That's not a big game on the sheer fact that Nebraska is just now in the Big Ten, so there's no rivalry there.
I don't. Historically, it's apparently a big deal.
Historically, well, Ohio State and Nebraska have been great football programs, but last year both of them sucked.
It's important to know,
though. It's also been our anniversary.
Historically, for the last 5 years, which is a better rivalry than Ohio State versus Nebraska.
This is the year I will dominate you.
Well, you know, I am up 4-0 so far.
It just got real sexy in here.
What?
It just got all hardcore.
It's important, though, to note for listeners of this podcast, if you're going to come to the competition and you are from out of town and you want to book your seat, or book your tickets and all that, or hotels, I should say, you might want to look, because if there is an Ohio State game,
yeah, well, we actually,
things will fill up.
The thing about how we plan things is we plan things almost a year in advance.
However, one thing we're not good at is keeping track of how much time was left on the tape.
Absolutely not. We're terrible at it.
So that's the point in the evening where the tape ran out and you had to start over on another disc, actually.
We did. They were discs. We live in the 90s and we're rocking mini discs for this podcast.
Right, right. So we'll pick back up next week where we left off with the next edition of Gaffbo Radio and our feature with Thomas Maurice Smith and the lead up to BeardCon.
Remember, let your beard flag fly.
Bye.